2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to take you back in time real quick to a time where America's leading spies lied to all of us. James Clapper, John Brennan, the list goes on and on of the intelligence experts who falsely discredited the Hunter Biden laptop story. And they still will not say that they're sorry or admit that they lied to you. We're talking about John McLaughlin, Leon Panetta, Doug Weiss. This is just Michael Hayden. These are the top people in the spy community, the CIA, etc., who all came out and signed that letter telling the Americans that that Russian laptop, right, that wasn't real, of Hunter Biden's, was misinformation to try to get you to vote for the Biden administration. Now, why am I talking about this now? I'm talking about it because there's a new story that has just broken, and it says Biden's 2024 campaign is now planning what they refer to as an aggressive social media misinformation fight. This coming from Politico. They say, with social media platforms pulling back from policing false political claims, even though the Hunter Biden story was real and wasn't a false political claim, they now say the Biden administration's campaign is gearing up so that they can start labeling things disinformation, even though last time they knew it was real information and they just decided to lie to you about it. Joe Biden's presidential campaign, they say, is going to have a new overhauled strategy. They say they are going to fight on social media all during the 2024 election cycle. They now are in the process, they say, of recruiting hundreds of staffers and thousands of volunteers to monitor platforms. They're going to buy advertising to fight bogus claims, pushing their own counter messages out through grassroots allies by boosting those posts, they say, with Bulldog aides helping lead the entire effort. Now, the change is driven, they say, by concern that social media companies are less willing to police political misinformation, and also by the risk of mistruths and attacks, they say, by Republican rival Donald J. Trump and other candidates, according to interviews with five different Biden campaign officials over the past several weeks about their new quote-unquote strategy. Now, to be clear, in the last campaign, they knew they were lying about the Hunter Biden laptop. They also knew that they were lying when they told you that Russian collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians was real. They knew the Steele dossier was a lie. They knew they'd paid for the Steele dossier and that they were lying to the American people the entire time. They knew they were lying when they impeached Donald Trump not once but twice over these issues. And yet, Now they're still acting like somehow Democrats are the victims when the entire media has no problem backing and supporting every single corrupt thing that the Biden administration has actually done. Now, in a moment, I'm going to be joined by Mark Levin, the Great One, who has a new book out that is exactly about this, about Democrats hating America. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about immigration, etc. But what I want you to remember is this. You should never believe these individuals when they come out with their political rhetoric, especially when it involves the Biden campaign. One of the leaders of the fight against, they say, was expected to be a flood of misinformation will be a controversial figure. Rob, the former White House director of digital strategy, whose combative emails to social media firms have become part of a Republican-led federal court case and a congressional investigation. This guy named Rob Flaherty worked with the campaign's legal and communications and digital teams to fight what he said were false narratives during the race. In reality, we now know from his own emails what he was really doing at his time under the Biden administration. He was blackmailing big tech into shutting down accounts, silencing accounts, and shutting down conservatives who were telling the truth about things that the Biden administration didn't like to come out. That is what they've done. And this is the new guy who's in charge of the campaign. They say the new strategy will offer a window into how campaigns will handle the fast-shifting online landscape of the 2024 election and the increasingly precarious politics of pressuring social media platforms to, quote, police misinformation. Now, Biden's reelection campaign is expected to combat this barrage, they claim, of false claims by Trump and other GOP candidates about Biden's past record, the White House's COVID-19 vaccine push, and alleged efforts to suppress voter turnout. Now, they say under pressure from conservatives to allow more open speech, platforms like X, they claim, now should not be, well, trusted. X, formerly known as Twitter. They have reinstated numerous far-right conservatives, they claim, who have previously been kicked out for spreading false or harmful information, including, they say, Donald Trump themselves. See, that's all you need to know. These guys are now saying that you shouldn't trust any conservative on social media because Donald Trump was allowed back on the platform. And that's all it takes for them to say now that you should not trust them. How disgusting is that? I think we can all agree. I'm telling this because you need to understand what is going to happen moving forward. You need to understand that this is going to be a full-on war from the Democratic Party. They are going to label anything and everything that they don't like as misinformation and or disinformation. This is going to be their go-to. And it's a really smart move because this team, with thousands of volunteers and hundreds of paid operatives, are going to do whatever they can to silence and shut down anybody on the right that they don't like. They are going to have a hit list, and they're going to come after you with that hit list. They're going to try to attack conservatives and shut down their reach. They are going to advocate, and they are going to lobby for conservatives, I want to be very clear about this, to be silenced ahead of the 2024 election. And that's what this is all about. When they come out and they tell you that something is a lie, I'm warning you right now to be ready for what's going to happen. Now, let me give you an example of what they're trying to cover up. Here's a perfect example. Did you know that Hunter Biden has a mugshot just like Donald J. Trump? Did you know that that mugshot is being concealed by Biden's Department of Justice and that's why we can't see it? Did you know that federal authorities reportedly captured Hunter Biden's mugshot back in July, but the photo remains concealed due to the, quote, Justice Department's new policy? Hunter Biden's lawyer noted during the July court appearance that President Joe Biden's son was processed at a Delaware courthouse by U.S. Marshals Service by the, quote, usual procedures, submitted to multiple sets of fingerprints, had his photograph taken, and filled out the required forms for release, quote, unquote. Authorities fingerprinted and took Hunter Biden's mugshot when he appeared in court for his sweetheart plea deal that then collapsed, CNN has now also confirmed. The mugshot remains concealed. Do you think they would conceal Donald Trump's mugshot? Of course not. And if they did, do you think it would have been leaked within moments? You better believe it. Yet, the mugshot remains concealed. Why? Because the Department of Justice's policy, quote unquote, prohibits my office from providing photographs of defendants prosecuted in federal court. That's what Ken Reeves, a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware, said today to Newsweek. Now, here's what's also interesting. If this picture comes out, you know what these lefties are going to do? They're going to claim it's hacked material. And they're going to claim that this hacked material should not be out on the internet. And they're going to push to make sure that the internet doesn't get to actually see the picture, a mugshot of the president's son. Yet we have that mugshot that's now famous of Donald J. Trump. That's just one example of the corruption. Joining me now to talk about the Democratic Party is a dear friend of mine, a mentor, Mark Levin, the great one. He has a book out, and the timing of this book is perfect, and it deals with the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party, as he describes it, hating America. But first, I want to tell you about a company that I really want you to check out. Every day, we hear about another familiar brand that sells out their customers and is going woke. Americans, like me, and you're probably one of them, are sick and tired of having leftist propaganda jammed into every product that we consume. Well, woke mobile companies are no different. The company that you're paying your bill to right now may be giving major donations to Planned Parenthood, for example. And for years, they've been dumping millions into these liberal causes. And we had to take it because you need a cell phone and probably thought there was no alternative. Well, I've got news for you. There is, and I want you to make the switch and stand up for a company that stands up for your values. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks. That means you get the best possible service in your area, period. But guess what you do lose? The leftist propaganda. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. That's because they give a piece of your bill every month to those causes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team that makes switching easy. So just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. It's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or you can call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantee when you're on the phone with them. Get the same dependable service and take a stand for your values. Make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Rarely do I get to start off a show by talking to someone that I get excited to talk to. Rarely do I get to talk to a mentor on this show. Rarely do I get to talk to somebody that's written, what are we at now? I think it's probably like 38, 39 best-selling books. My guest with me, number one, New York Times best-selling author Mark Levin, the great one, has a new book out right now, and it is a book, The Democratic Party Hates America. I know that's not going to irritate anyone on the left. Mark, always a pleasure to have you on my show. And the timing of this book couldn't be, I think, better, especially when you look at what the Democratic Party is doing to this country. You have a stampede of illegal immigrants now coming across our southern border at levels we've never seen. We have trains now filled with illegal immigrants coming across our southern border. We had almost 2,000 people cross the same exact time. We have a White House that said there is no problem and we have a secure southern border and says that everything's fine while we're witnessing this. And that's just one of numerous examples of things that they're doing to destroy this country. Is that part of why you wrote this book?
I wrote this book for this reason and a thousand other reasons. If you look around the country, of course, the border's wide open. And as a result of that, we have horrendous events taking place down there, from sex slavery to abusing children being sent into the interior of the United States to do basically slave labor. We have the drug cartels pushing fentanyl into this country, costing 100,000 Americans their lives every year. Our schools are overwhelmed. Our communities are overwhelmed. And so this is all intentional. This isn't Mother Nature. This is Mother Biden and the Democrat Party. And what are they doing? You need to look at the Democrat Party through the lens of power. They want to replace basically the government or monopolize it. They want to destroy any effective opposition from the Republican Party. They talk about bottom up, middle out. This is all top down. This is all been written about in the past by Lenin, by an Italian communist named Gramsci, that in America in particular, there'll never be a revolution from the bottom up. The middle class loves America. They go to war to fight for America. It is the Marxist elitists in our colleges and universities that have bled into our government, clearly the Democrat Party, that are doing this to the country and many, many other things. And so when people say, why is this happening? That's why I wrote the book. It's happening because the Democrat Party is the state-run party. It is the monopoly party. And it has a state-run media, as all autocratic parties do. And so when you look around the world, when you look at Xi, for instance, first and foremost, he's the chairman of the Communist Party. And you look at all these fascists and Marxists all over the world, it's the same thing. So the Democrat Party wants to become the country party. It actually will come before the country. It has devoured our culture. It is destroying our borders. It is destroying and rewriting our history, pulling down monuments even today in New York City of the founders of the nation, replacing them with, well, they don't pull down any statues of Marx anywhere in the country. When it comes to this immigration issue, they have one thing in mind, to turn Texas blue. And then the Republicans can never win another presidential election, period. They don't care if they're whining in New York. They know that New York's going to vote Democrat no matter what. They don't care if these cities whine, because they have a iron fist control over the party apparatus and over the election processes in these cities. So if they turn Texas blue, the game is over. And so they will do anything to do that, as they are. Remember, Biden even said to New York and other blue states, look, we're going to try and keep all these illegal immigrants in Texas.
Yeah. Well, almost building that? A wall around Texas instead of a border wall that protects Texas. That's 100%. If you think about that mentality, that's so sick and sadistic to me that you're saying we're going to build a wall around a state and suffocate that state and remake that state, destroy that state of what it is now, and basically turn into a more of a socialist communist mentality down there, and then we'll open it back up to the rest of the country.
That's right. And people need to understand, just as history didn't begin today, the Democrat Party didn't begin today. This is a very evil, poisonous enterprise that has never accepted Americanism, the Declaration, or the Constitution. It is the party of slavery. It is the party of the Confederacy. It is the party of segregation and Jim Crow. It is the party of eugenics and the Klan and lynching and all the rest that went with that. And now it tries to project that onto the Republican Party. The Republican Party is the party of Lincoln. You know, the Civil War was not just a war against the South and the North. It was a war between the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. And the Democrat Party's never changed. Now it's changed its positions in that it's now, rather than being the segregationist racist party it is, it's still a racist party. It was anti-black racist. Now it's anti-white racist. Why? To destroy our history. So the history goes back and they rewrite it, 1619 Project, pushed by the New York Times, critical race theory, again, pushed by the Democrat Party. Why? Because totalitarian regimes, autocratic parties, need to destroy the history of a country in order to destroy support for the country and replace it with the power of the party. This is going on throughout the country now, and it's been going on since Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, Lyndon Johnson, and now it's reached a pinnacle. They're out of the closet, fundamental transformation. They all talk about it. What do they mean? When's the last time they talked up the country or the founders? When's the last time they didn't try to use the Constitution against the Constitution, the American people? You look at all the problems we face. All of them can be laid at the footsteps of the Democrat Party. All of them. And this is why they need groupism. This is why they need constant racism. Now that it's resegregationism, propaganda. They really haven't changed their stripes. They've just changed the way in which they approach their tyrannical model. And this is what the entire book's about. People are going to be shocked when they learn really about Joseph Kennedy Sr., when they learn about Franklin Roosevelt, who was a racist and a bigot and an anti-Semite, never lifted a finger for the black community. They're going to be shocked what they learn about Lyndon Johnson. They're going to learn the truth about the history of the Democrat Party throughout its history, and all the blood and horror and impoverishment it has unleashed on the American people. Keep in mind, Ben, there's not a single top Democrat that's ever denounced critical race theory, that's ever denounced what's happening to our children in the schoolrooms, because they own the teachers' unions and they're doing their dirty work.
Yeah, great point.
None of them. And there's not a dime's worth of difference between the media and the Democrat Party. That's why I call it the Monopoly Party. The Democrat Party runs the day-to-day agenda of this nation. When you and I do our radio shows, or when we do TV shows or podcast shows, or when we watch news and so forth, it's always a discussion about the Democrat Party agenda. They are pushing it, pushing it, pushing it. On the other hand, when you look at the Republican Party, most times we don't even know what they stand for. We have no idea what they stand for. Mitch McConnell and the Republicans of the Senate are absolutely irrelevant, or worse, they're problematic. So you have conservatives in the House fighting amongst each other. You have Republicans in the Senate who are sabotaging the conservatives and supporting Chuck Schumer's budget. This is just an example, who won't lift a finger to do anything about what's going on the border. People forget that Mitch McConnell and 17 other Senate Republicans voted for a so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill, which was over $1 trillion. That's contributed mightily to inflation. And Mitch McConnell's been there over 15 years. What the hell has the guy done?
Yeah,
other than empower himself.
Well, look at the national debt right now. And this is there's two questions I want to ask you about this. I believe the Democratic Party, for all intents and purposes, is dead. I believe they are masquerading as Democrats and they're really socialists or communists. I think the proof of this is how they want to fundamentally change this country. They refer to parents as domestic terrorists if you want to be involved in your kids' lives and schools. They go after people and refer to them as domestic terrorists, anyone that was around January 6th, even if you weren't, you know, rioting, looting, or anything else, right? Just if you were there on that day, you're a public enemy to be treated like Al-Qaeda. Yet at the same time, we hand over a country in Afghanistan to actual terrorists and leave behind the people that we promised we would never leave behind, that helped us as interpreters and helped American soldiers to make sure that they didn't die. You combine that now, Mark, with the national debt. I am more concerned at 42 about the national debt than I've ever been in my entire life. I have three young boys, as you know, seven and twins that are four. And when I look at what they're about to inherit, I wonder, how the hell do we ever get out from under this debt? It's going to enslave my children. The national debt is now at $33 trillion. That is debt per citizen, everybody alive, about $100,000. But not everybody pays taxes, as you know. We have a system that's set up. It's unfair. If you do debt per citizen, that's a quarter of a million, $254,000. And our U.S. federal debt to GDP ratio, you go back to the 1980s where we had these housing issues that we have right now. We had interest rates that were at 17, 18, 19% on a home. Even back then in 1980, our U.S. federal debt to GDP ratio was 34%. It's now at 122% U.S. federal debt to GDP ratio. This is going to enslave this next generation to work for the government, not for themselves.
Couple of quick things. I don't think the Democrat Party's dead. I think you're seeing the real Democrat Party. And that's the point of the book. The Democrat Party has always been anti-American. Always. You can't support slavery and lynching. You know, 1940, an anti-lynching, federal anti-lynching bill reached FDR's desk and he refused to sign it because he wanted to win the election in the South. The Federal Housing Authority, the first major piece of New Deal legislation, helped subsidize mortgages so people wouldn't lose their homes. FDR and the New Deal ordered that none of that money go into black communities or communities surrounding black communities. So they took a big red marker all over the country on a map and circled those areas that were not to get support. That's where we got redlining from. And you're going to learn a whole lot about that. Same with Woodrow Wilson. You're going to learn things people are that they never heard before. Same with Lyndon Johnson. It's exactly the same party. They just changed their tactics and strategy. As for the debt, who benefits? You said it right there at the end. Who benefits when the economy collapses? Who benefits when there's a pandemic? Who benefits when there's an emergency, particularly a man-made emergency? The government. And who runs the government? Who runs the federal bureaucracy? We don't have a representative republic anymore. The laws are coming out of the bureaucracy, the permanent government that. And that's why we're going to have a government shutdown more than anything else. The Democrats will never deny one penny to their bureaucracy. They will never eliminate one job in their bureaucracy. That bureaucracy is an appendage of the Democrat Party, not the nation. And it is built to sustain the Democrat Party and vice versa. And when they don't have elected power, it's built to sabotage any Republican administration that exists. And I describe all this in the book, too. So to answer your question, this is exactly what the Democrats want to do. If they didn't want to do it, they wouldn't do it. And so if the economy collapses, they step in with their authoritarian police state tactics, just as they did with the pandemic. They will redistribute wealth. They will determine who gets what. Just like now, they're determining whether we can have single family homes in the suburbs, what kind of automobile you can drive, what kind of appliances you can have in your home. All that's being done, by the way, without any legislation, without any representation by the people. It comes out of these various agencies. They push their agenda. That is why they will continue to expand the federal government, continue to fund it with our dollars, continue to use borrowed money to fund it, and they will never step back from that. This is the goal. And to answer your question, how do we come out from under this? We may not. That's the truth. I'm not going to be a Pollyanna. We only, you know, people say we're looking into the abyss. No, we're in the abyss. The question is whether we can claw our way out. And Ben, if we don't recognize what and who is behind this, it's one thing for us to complain about this stuff. You know, we complain about this one day, this next day, one day. You got to put, we people, we have to put all the puzzle pieces together. This is a party that exists to destroy the country. It existed to destroy the country when it was the party, the Confederacy. It existed to destroy the country when it tried to pack the Supreme Court the first time. It is destroying the country with open borders if they don't care what kind of harm they're doing to the people. All autocratic parties, Marxists or fascists, They always claim to do things for democracy, to do things for the people when they're doing things against the people and against a free government. I spent a lot of time reading people who escaped Stalin's gulags, who escaped Mao, who escaped Pol Pot, who survived the Third Reich. And they all say the same thing, the control of language, the control of thought processes, the control of general propaganda. You got to replace the state with the party. You've got to have a phony media, a Pravda, if you will, an American Pravda that's out there pushing their agenda, which is exactly what they do. And I finally said, are we going to put are we going to pin the tail on the donkey, or are we not? So people need to start to say, you know, when I wrote American Marxism, nobody ever wanted to call Democrats Marxists. Okay, yeah. Great. Now, are we going to blame the Democrat Party for the horrors going on the border, for the horrors of the economy, for what they did in our history? And unless we educate ourselves, and we don't even have Republicans on Capitol Hill or running for president who understand this, they're going to continue to project onto us a narrative that is their narrative. Republicans have never stood in schoolhouse doors to prevent little black kids from going to school with little white kids. Republicans voted for every single Civil Rights Act since the Civil War, and Republicans fought against Democrats to end slavery. Now, this is basic stuff. And what did the Democrats do? They have been racists, as they are today, bigots, as they are today, anti-Semites. Look at the Democrat Party. Look at the House. Look at these people. They're anti-Semites to this day. They hate American citizenry, so they're trying to change the citizenry. They're trying to destroy the voting system, so Republicans are basically a lifeless party. Or they don't mind it, as long as it stays out of the way and has no power. So these are the tactics of totalitarian states, totalitarian parties, and the Democrat Party, which hates this country.
Mark, I got to ask you quickly two more questions. One, did you ever think you would live in a time where we would see that this type of corruption around a president of the United States of America that's so clear? The suspicious activity reports are very clear. It's abundantly clear that the president's compromised by China. We can see it even as comments of the United Nations just in the last 24 hours. We can see that he was willing to take money from the worst people in the world, our adversaries, those in, whether it be in Ukraine, whether it be in Romania, whether it be in Russia, Russian oligarchs tied directly to Vladimir Putin. You now have Putin meeting with Kim Jong-un and doing whatever the hell deal they're doing now. You have a president that's lost stature in the world, and it's all because he decided to take money for his own family. The fact that no one seems to understand the national security risk in the Democratic Party, how concerning is that to you that we've normalized this? Because I look at it as an issue of, okay, there's now a great chunk of Americans that are so tribal. They're like, well, as long as it's my team, I don't criticize them, even if they're destroying the country and compromising our national security.
Well, you've hit the nail on the head. They don't care. Why don't they care? Not so much Biden. I think they've got sort of this Politburo of Bernie Sanders, Barack Obama types throughout the senior positions of the cabinet, as well as senior positions in the White House. There's no question in my mind that they're running the country. But regardless, why would they want to take out a guy? Even if he was a kumquat, why would they want to remove him when they have every advantage because they can do whatever they want? The Senate will defend them. The courts in Washington, D.C. will defend them. We have an attorney general who I call sort of the mob lawyer, who is protecting Joe Biden at every step of the way. Again, this is what totalitarian parties do. They want to take over a country, replace the country with the party. They're not going to take out their so-called leader, even their putative leader. They're not going to write the real history of their greatest, in their view, iconic president in American history, Franklin Roosevelt. They're not going to even trash Woodrow Wilson, who was only the second Democrat to serve two terms and was one of the intellectual leaders of the American Marxist, a.k.a. progressive movement. They're going to rewrite the history. They're going to defend them. They need to neuter the Republican Party and critics. This is crucial. This is why they had such a massive censorship campaign going on. I know people can't believe this, but people need to wake up and see what the hell is swirling around them. Again, people who've written before, who've lived through these regimes, they say the same thing. It's almost like mass hypnosis, because there's propaganda. It's repeated over and over again. So climate change is a fact. And if you don't believe it, you're a denier, like a Holocaust denier. And this is how they conduct themselves. You can't even call a woman, a man. Where's that coming from? Thought control, belief control, value control, and then they control your actions. Lenin wrote about it. Stalin talked about it, which is the language needs to comport with the revolution. That is, the language needs to support the party. That is exactly what's taking place, whether it is vaccines, whether it is the laptop, whether it is the history of the Republican Party, whether it is the border, whatever it is, attacking oil companies now to try and put them out of business, nationalizing millions of acres of land to prevent them from being productive. Why is it that the Democrat Party is the most dangerous force this country faces? Even more dangerous than any foreign enemy. They are destroying our economic system, our energy independence, our border, our sovereignty, our economy, our electoral system, our law, federal law enforcement system, our constitutional separation of powers and checks and balances. Who's doing this? The Democrat Party's doing this. And so I'm hoping when more and more Democrats, I don't mean zombie Democrats, more and more people who just, you know, like grew up in a Democrat family and so forth and so on, read it, they'll say, wait a minute, what am I doing here? Tom Lifson founded American Thinker. He wrote a review yesterday that I posted. He said, I was a Democrat most of my life. I grew up in a Democrat family, and I withdrew from the Democrat Party because I didn't agree with it. And he says, and you know what? Now that I read this book, I'm ashamed that I lived into adulthood and supported this party. And that is the point. If you're part of this party, if you support this party, just understand what you're supporting. It's history and what it's doing today. Understand what it's doing. And if you still vote Democrat and you still support it, then there'll be one of those that history has shown who votes for their own destruction. And many tyrannies, that's exactly what happens. Until it's too late, people turn around and say, wait a minute, I don't support this. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter anymore what you support, because your ability to change things is over. It's done.
It's incredible. The book is a book I would tell you, don't just buy it and read it. And I look, I get a lot of books in the mail from a lot of different authors. I read every one of yours, Mark. I sincerely say thank you, because you spend a lot of time writing these books and putting yourself into these books. I can't even get you to have dinner with me when I'm in Florida. That's how much you're focused when you're writing a book. He says, I don't have time for that. It's a 7-time New York Times bestselling author. He is a star at Fox TV as well. You can watch his show, Life, Liberty, and Within, there on the weekends, and obviously his radio show here. You can grab it and download it as a podcast as well. But the book is The Democratic Party Hates America. Mark, thank you. I'd say two things: for not retiring and still fighting. There's some people that go, why do you guys keep doing this when you get older? You can retire. It's because you love this country. And I see that so many others do. Thank you for still fighting and having that fight. And I'll say this is a sincere personal note. Thanks for being a great mentor to me and always just helping me and guiding throughout my career. I mean that sincerely. There's not many in this business that have helped. And you've been so kind to me in my career. So thank you for that also as well. And it's always an honor to fill in for you. It's an honor to have you on my show. And I have a feeling this book's going to go back to number one. So thanks for everything you're doing to help save this country. I appreciate it, my friend. Make sure you share this with your family and your friends. Our podcast, please write us a 5-star review. It helps us reach more people. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.